yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
What it do, world? Welcome to Sports and Music once again, man. We back out here in LA. Sports and Music with Mo Hager. I'm so happy you guys are tuning in because we have a very, very, very special show, as usual. I got my boy David McGee from Michigan. You know, he's from the Mitten. You know, I have a good friend of mine, Linda Luna. You know, she does a lot of PR for, you know, sports guys, some music guys. You know, I'll let her talk to you guys about it. You know, we have Highlight Artist of the Week, a guy named Anthony Starr, a young man coming from New York City. Man, he's all the way out here in California chasing his dreams, just like the most of us. So, you know, once again, you know, I would like to thank you guys for tuning in. You know, it's been a really, really, really good week. You know, I spent some time over on the beach, even though it was kind of cold this past weekend. It was good to be able to get out there, clear my head, clear my mind, and, you know, do some brainstorming. But meanwhile, you know, we have the Motown album that's doing really well. You know, I'm getting a lot of good feedback from it. You know, especially from the targeted audience, you know, a lot of people that's really, you know, thinkers, you know, guys who really just want to listen to some, you know, some clever wordplay, some good beats, you know. I think those are the people I've been getting a lot of good feedback from. And when I spoke with my videographer guy, you know, the video should be done this week. I'm shooting a video. It's called the, well, I shot a video. It's called Pistons. It's actually a promo video for my major video that I have coming out pretty soon here. I want you guys to stay tuned for that this week. And meanwhile, I need you guys to go check out the new vamp website, you know, as moager.com. That's what we're doing this year, man. We're branding the name Mo Hager. And I think that's an important thing, you know. Just, you can be as good as you want to be, but if you're not branding yourself, it's kind of tough to make it out here, you know. And I know people are sick of hearing the word branding, but, you know, it's just a true thing, you know. If you can't sell yourself, you know, it's hard for somebody else to sell yourself, you know. So I changed the website name to moager.com, you know, because I'm considering myself a brand, you know, basketball to music to hosting to, you know, whatever else, you know, God might, you know, put in my path. You know, just trying to take advantage of every great thing that's at home, that's on tap. So I need you guys to go ahead and check out the website, moager.com. There's some good things going on. I got all the music. And even if you missed the shows from, you know, my previous sports music shows, you can go on there and check out the links and just, you know, tune into the shows, man. When you're just chilling on your lunch break, or, you know, just riding through the city, man, you know, go check out a show, man. We have a lot of good information, man, with some good guys, you know, some NFL guys, some NBA guys, you know, some guys that's doing some good leadership roles in the community, man. So I just really want to be able to, you know, reach out to you guys and you guys to be able to interact with us, you know, because WTV, Easy Way Broadcasting, man, we're all about the people. We're all about making people's career grow. We're all about making, you know, a difference in the community. That's what it's about. You know, we need more positive influences, and that's how we're doing it. So we're going to bring on our first guest, David McGee. Dave, you there, brother?
What's going on, man?
Mr. McGee, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Doing blessed, man. Out here in California working hard, man. How you doing, man? Introduce the world
I'm
to
good,
you.
I'm good, man. It's probably a lot warmer there, man, than it is where I'm at.
You know what, bro? It is. I wouldn't even hold you up, man. I already know it's freaking out there. Introduce the world to David McGee.
It's chilly out here, man. It's chilly out. You know how the Michigan winters get.
Yeah, I already know. It's blistering.
Anything good with you, though, man? Happy to see the movement, man. I see you steadily progressing.
Yeah, it's all about progress, man. And I want to thank you for joining us today on the show. And, yeah, man, you know, introduce the world to yourself, brother.
Yeah, what's up, man? My name is David McGee, born and raised right here in Flint, Michigan. And then we'll get into everything else later, man. They say we're a small city. We're right up the road from Detroit, but I think if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, Flintstones, man. I have a lot of good friends in Flint. You know, you know, of course, you know, some of the Flintstones, Mo Pete, Timo Please, Kelvin Torbert,
right.
Even to your boy Timbo Brackett. Matter of you guys are really good friends. And, you know what?
Came up together.
Yeah, I feel like even when I went to Michigan State, man, I met a lot of my close friends today. You know, they're all from Flint. And, you know, Flint people, you know, they're moving around, man. There's a lot of Flint people out here doing their thing, too, man. So shout out to Flint, Michigan.
What's up?
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, man, I know you're a speaker, mentor, leader, man. You know, let's talk about, you know, what you got going on in Michigan, man. What are some things you're doing up there to make a difference in such a small city?
Man, I appreciate the question, man. Essentially, man, just trying to be a voice for the voiceless. You know what I'm saying, man? There's so many cats out here who didn't have opportunities, such as myself. And I'm not any smarter than anybody. I'm not any wiser than anybody. I just understand that God has given me a different platform than most. So as long as I got the torch in my hand, man, I just want to be a voice for the voiceless and just try to make a difference, man, in the lives of everybody. So often we focus on our own success, but I think that we must find somebody to be successful for, which means that our success extends beyond, you know, us individually and just going on and making sure that we plant seeds for the next generation.
Right. Let's talk about how important that is, man. You know, a lot of people it's a lot of people in the world that's chasing success and chasing fame, but some people really couldn't give you a genuine answer why or who or why, you know what I mean? Let's talk about how important it is to know, you know, what you're doing it for.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, man. I'm glad you raised that because so often we focus on success and we get stuck, right? And then the reason they can't answer that question is because they haven't identified the significance behind their success. You see what I'm saying? So even with you came up basketball being your life, and now you've been able to tap into music. I'm sure some people looked at you like, well, shoot, that's Mo Egger. He who? Right? But God has put more in you. You see what I'm saying? That goes above and beyond basketball. But I say that to say so often we focus on success and not significance. So if we focus on significance, success will take care of itself. Success will take care of itself. But as long as we focus on significance and understand why it is that we're doing what we're doing, I think we can continue to make it happen. Some people say, well, what do you do when you get discouraged or when stuff ain't going your way? So how do you keep moving? I just say remember why you started, right? So if we remember why we started out on the journey in the first place, we can't get tired. You know what I'm saying? It's impossible to lose your breath if you're chasing the right dream.
Wow. You know what, bro? That's amazing, man. I love to hear, you know, young men talk with such knowledge, man, because, you know, nowadays you can't lose sight, you know, because there's so much out here, man, because we want to be successful for whatever reason. You want to get money, you want to get fame, whatever it is, man. Sometimes you forget about the actual process to getting to success. And then you just, like, a lot of times you get caught up in just wanting the outcome of success. And like you said, like for me, from music, from basketball to music, you know, basketball was great. You know, I feel like basketball was something that was able to allow me to be able to tap into different resources in my life. But I also believe that music has given me the opportunity to be a voice and have more impact on people's lives. And I feel like that's what I'm here for. And it's good to meet other people that's like-minded and in the same category, you know?
Yeah. No, likewise, man. You're exactly right. I mean, growing up, man, especially in urban settings, basketball becomes your best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For me, Bo Gracchus, yourself, you know, all the cats in the D, KT, KB, Kellen Brandon, all of us, man, like, without hoop, like hoop was the staple, if you will, to help us get over the hump. So often, man, if that's all you do, people look at you as a ball player, which is nothing wrong with that, man. But if God has placed music in your heart or God placed whatever in your heart, just another platform for you to reach the people, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm definitely trying to use it as much as I can. But at the same time, I'm still enjoying it. You know, I feel like music has been something I've been able to enjoy ever since I was a young kid. And be able to do it full-time now is such a blessing. You know, I feel like, you know, I talk to my girl about this every day, about it's you're taking a leap of faith every single day. You know, I feel like, you know, if basketball was great, like I said, I'm never, you know, disputing that fact. But it got to a point where, you know, music is something I really wanted to do, and it was a passion of mine, and that's why I do it. I do it because, you know, for one, God gave me the ability to do it, and I wanted to be able to express my ability in the best ways possible. So I try to put out the most positive music I can, you know, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I feel like, how do you feel about people just, I don't know the best way to say this, but taking the safe route out. You know, you have people that, and I went to a seminar this weekend, and they talked about entrepreneurs and employees and a different mindset. and they talked about, you know, people that's employees, they're actually getting paid for their time. Then you have entrepreneurs who actually get paid for their value. How do you feel about, you know, individuals who choose to take not, you know, the most, what's his best word to say, not the most popular route to actually getting paid versus, you know, entertainment where you don't know if you're going to get paid this week or, if, you know, what type of faith and drive do you feel like you need to have?
Man, that faith, I'm glad you asked that. Faith, man, you got to have a faith that's undeniable to the point where it doesn't even make sense. You got to think about, man, the great wonders of the world, to man and on the surface, they don't make sense, right? That's why we call them miracles. You know what I'm saying? When Jesus was able to impact the world in the way that he could impact it, it was a miracle. Like, it couldn't make sense. Even with yourself, man, hooping, having a chance, you know, D1, Michigan State, one of the top powerhouse schools in the country. Obviously, from young kids, we think, like, yeah, I'm a hoop, I'm going to go D1. But the way it gets orchestrated from tournament to Final Four, like, you couldn't draw it out. You couldn't orchestrate it. So I say that to say, man, that faith, man, faith has to be at the forefront of all that we do. I mean, it's okay to take the safe route, right? But at the end of the branch, that's where the fruit is. You know what I'm saying? So if it goes to that faith, people are like, well, man, what's your backup plan? Faith is my backup plan, right? If you operate in faith, until we step out on faith, man, I don't believe that we put ourselves in a position to get what God has for us. So like you said, as long as we just take the safe route, that's all we're going to get. No risk, no reward. But at the end of the day, man, each and every one of us has been impregnated with something that only we can give birth to. Our homeboys can give birth to it. Our wives or our girls, our mama, our dad, nobody can give birth to it but you. So it's our job to take three steps, man. We have to discover our gift. We have to develop our gift. And then we have to deliver our gift to the world. The whole world needs to hear what Mo Agar has to say. Because here's the thing, man. If you leave this earth, everything that you have dies with you, right? So no matter how big or small you think your gift may be, the world would be forever deprived of it if you don't share it. You see what I'm saying? So anybody who's accomplished something great, they had faith. And then when you look back over, you'd be like, man, I don't know how I did that. You know. That was God operating.
Yeah, man. It's amazing, man. You know, sometimes, you know, being in Hollywood, you have to have a tremendous amount of faith. You know, you have to believe in yourself, for one. And, you know, you have to have a little plan. You know, sometimes people think that God operates, well, he just throws things in your face. You have to plan strategically, but at the same time, you still have to walk by faith and allow your faith to drive you and, you know, your passion and all your skills and your development, man. Let's talk about how, you know, let's talk about some of the works you're doing to improve the quality for black men and black boys and men in the community. And let's talk about the BET Awards.
Yeah, man. Black men and boys is something that's near and dear to my heart. Obviously, I'm an African-American male. But even outside of that, man, I believe that the black male is the heartbeat of America, right? And that's just my belief. You know what I'm saying? Everything operates around the African-American male. Every institution, if you really think about it, Mo, every institution is driven by the presence of the black male or the lack thereof of his presence, right? So you take sports. If you put all of those professional sports together, the black male dominates sports, period, hands down.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side, and the negative side, if you take the incarceration rates amongst all Americans, the black male dominates that. You see what I'm saying? We make every engine operate, whether it's to our success or to our demise. So my whole thing is, man, just making sure that every black boy, and I'm unapologetic about it. I don't think nothing is wrong with it, but just making sure that every black boy, I call it a toolbox, right? So all of us have a toolbox. So if something breaks in my house, I go get my toolbox and I fix it. My goal is to make sure all black boys have as many tools that they need to address the problems, because if the only tool that you have is a hammer, every problem you have will look like a nail. You know what I'm saying? You can't take a hammer to every problem. Sometimes you need a screwdriver. Sometimes you need a wrench, right? Sometimes you need some pliers. So I think so often, man, black males, they lack all of the tools that they need. Not the ability. They just haven't had anybody to give them all of the tools. I think once the black man has all of the tools that they need, they can accomplish anything.
You're absolutely correct about that, brother. I agree with you 100%. We've got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sports and Music with Mo Agar.
We apologize on Sports and Music with Mo Agar. We're having a couple technical difficulties in playing the commercial. It's a little bit paused, but we will be right back.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Blue increased with 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Hey, locals! This week on my radio show, Jackie Be the Loca, we interview Simone Porter, co-writer with Mariah Carey of the new hit single Almost Home, for the hottest movie around, Oz the Great and Powerful. Simone is beautiful, soulful, and inspired. Join us as we get teary and personal on Jackie's Vida Loca, Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. In fact, join me every week when I divulge all our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, hottest celebrity guests on the entertainment scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca on Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, we back, of course, the music with Mo Agar. We got the kid David McGee on the line.
Yo.
Yeah, man, so what's up, man? So how do you feel, like, all right, we on Sports and Music.
Right.
How do you feel sports and music go hand in hand?
Man, you know they say every ball player wants to be a rapper, man. The rapper wants to be a ball player. So,
yeah.
I think it's synonymous, man, you know, before big games, before any game. You know, you listening to music. You definitely listening to music. And then, you know, if the right game is in town, all of the music artists, even before going to a nightclub or to a party or whatever, they're going to check out the hottest sports game in town. So I think they definitely go hand in hand. But I think the main way they go hand in hand is creativity, right? So it allows the athlete and the artist to be creative in displaying their talent to the world. And nobody can take that away. And even, you know, you can have 10 point guards, you know, in the Big Ten. All of them are different. All of them have bring their own creative minds to the table. And the same with the artists. You can get 5 or 10 people in the studio, 1 or 2 people in the booth, but they all bring something different. So I think creativity, man, is where they link up.
Right. So let's talk about the mentoring. How do you actually, you know, complement your mentor with music or sports? Like, do you actually implement, you know, those two factors in your, when you're speaking to kids?
I do, man. I definitely do, man. I mean, I'm all about encouraging kids, like I just said, to be creative, man, and deliver their gifts to the world. So I'm not the one to shun kids when they say, you know, I want to be a rapper, I want to be a ball player. You'll get a lot of mentors, a lot of teachers that, you know, say, hey, well, what's your plan B? Or what you going to fall back on? I'm a firm believer, man, and like you said earlier, on the show, if you set a goal and you make a plan, you can make it happen, period. You know what I'm saying? And I know you heard the story, Mo Cleaves, man. When Mo Cleaves was a kid, he wrote it out, I'm going to the NBA. And he stuck that paper, you know what I'm saying, in his bedroom, and he looked at it every single day, and he made it happen, man. So I encourage kids to partake in music and all of the arts. You know, I've got my kids tap dance lessons, introduced them to string instruments, you know what I'm saying, just to make it a little different. One of the things that I love, man, is all of us have heard the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? I never ask kids that question, Mo. I ask it this way. I say, what don't you want to be when you grow up? Let's figure out what you don't want to be and just eliminate what you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? And then you can go out here and be any and everything that you really want to be. So that's how I bridge the gap.
That's a really good way to flip it, man, you know, because some people just look at that as such as a broad question, man. And, you know, I just remember being a kid wanting to be a, you know, I wanted to be a cartoonist at one point. You know, I wanted to do comic books. I wanted to do, it was a change. You realize what you don't want to be when you
14 is just doing one thing, man. You can say, you know what? I don't want to end up on drugs. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have a whole bunch of children by different women, and I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. So once you eliminate what you don't want, the whole world is yours because you know the path. As long as you're not doing those things you didn't want to do, you could do anything. Like you said, you could be a cartoonist one year. Next year, instead of playing a video game, you can create the video game. You know what I'm saying? I just
exactly.
think that we need to open the kids' minds up a little bit.
All right, so that brings me to my next point. You know, I remember I heard you talking earlier about tools and different things that we need in order to grow, you know, and I feel like we don't, like you said, we don't have the certain, you know, aspects. It's hard for us to actually move forward. So listening to nowadays music and, you know, some of the things that are influencing the youth, what do you think the positives and the negatives about are with, you know, the music nowadays? How do you feel like it's influencing, you know, the youngsters?
Yeah, man, I think the negative is just balance, man. I mean, I don't, it is some bad music out there. I'm not going to negate that fact, but I think what really hurts is them not having a balance at home. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to hear, even if they don't get it in the music, they're going to get it in the movies, a rated R movie. If they don't get it in the movie, they're going to get it on the news. If they don't get it on the news, depending on where they live at, especially if they live in a project or urban city, they're going to get it when they wake up and walk outside. So it's really not the content. It's just about the lack of balance, right? So they don't have anything to balance it out. Unfortunately, a lot of kids don't have that balance at home, not because we got bad parents, but because parents got multiple kids, they got multiple jobs, they're doing so many different things. When you look at it this way, Mo, waking hours, you spend more waking hours, hours that you awake outside of your house than you do in your house.
Yeah.
So at that point, a lot of parents, they really can't control what their kids take in. So I'm spending more hours in my home at night when I'm asleep. So the hours that I'm awake and my mind is operating, the building that I spend the most time in is the school building. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So I just think that kids need that. Now, a lot of people don't look at it like that, man. They don't have that balance. So the music that's negative, you're going to see negative things all through life. So even if you don't listen to hip-hop, you might get negative stuff where you witness people at your job being, you know, cheating on their spouse or people. You're going to get negative stuff. I just think we need more balance.
Yeah, it is all about balance, man, you know. And I've heard people say, you know, when an artist may come out, try to talk positive, talk about, you know, different good things in life, I would hear somebody say, like, yeah, we already heard somebody try to do that. But you hear other people talking about negative stuff every single day, and you don't seem to get tired of that. So I guess it is just a specific balance that we need to have, you know, within a, you know, community of our children that's growing up listening and watching these different things that they feel like they have to be a part of in order to be accepted, man, you know, because nowadays you have, it's a big thing. Like, when we was growing up, you know, we had bullies, but now it's more of a big deal. Like, what are your takes on bullying right now?
Man, I think it's just a new wave. You know, it's the new wave of things that are impacting youth. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, when we was coming up, we had bullies, but not really. The big push when we was growing up was drug education, right? They had all the D.A.R.E. programs. You know what I'm saying? They trying to teach kids not to do drugs. So now they got bullying, right? And 10 years from now, it's going to be something different. But I think that bullying stems from, I think it stems from an insecurity, man. So often we got different programs that focus on the kid getting bullied. You know what I'm saying? Because either somebody get bullied and they might go commit suicide or they go to home crying. So we try to support the kid who's being bullied. But I think where we missed the boat, Mo, is we don't focus on the person that's bullying and why are they bullying in the first place. They got some insecurities deep inside of them for me to want to pick on somebody is something that I don't like about myself. So I think that go back to that balance. I think just like we focus on the kid getting bullied, we also need to focus on the perpetrator, the kid that's bullying them in the first place, so we can try to prevent that, man.
Yeah, and I feel like it needs to be prevented, man, because I feel like it's getting worse and worse, man. I can't look on. Every time I'm on the news, it's about a kid, you know, being bullied or it's getting bad, man. So I feel like we really need to tap into the reasons why.
Yeah, it got to come from the top down, man. It got to come from the top down. Society has to do it because in school, unless you a knucklehead or unless you that guy, as they say, nobody knows you. You know what I'm saying? If you the man on the hoop squad, you dropping 20 a night, everybody know who you are. Or if you the knucklehead who always in the game and get kicked out, everybody know who you are. But if I'm just a regular kid, I just go to school, do my work, don't bother nobody. I might only have like a 2.4 or 2.5. I don't play no sports. I'm not the prettiest person or the most handsome cat. Don't nobody know me. And
right.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But the kid who keeps getting kicked out, he get way more attention than I get from everybody. The principal know his name. I walk by the principal. Principal don't even know me. So
right.
That's where you take it a step further from bullying. Those are the kids that end up going back in the school building, shooting everything up. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kids committing suicide. We gotta get to know all of our kids, not just the superstars and not just the knuckleheads, but everybody.
Yeah, I feel like that's absolutely correct, man. Even when I was in school, man, I made it a point to be cool with everybody. All through high school to college, you know, I never treated anyone differently just because I didn't feel like they was on the same status as me. Because you think about the college level, you know, some of the guys that you stay cool with, man, those might be the individuals that might be the healthy 10, 12 years later, you know.
Right.
I feel like I have a good friend now that I met him my freshman year. His name is Lionel. We went to Michigan State together. And, you know, we was always cool. I never thought nothing of it, man. We just really good friends, man. And, you know, we stayed on the same dorm, you know, on the fourth floor of Wonders. You know, we kicked it every day, man. So I come home from practice, I go, you know, so we chop it up in the hallway. I never would have thought almost 10, 12 years later, you know, to me and him be back business partners, you know. And so it's
wow.
Yeah, so I just feel like the way you treat people early on, man, and treating people good all the time, it just works out for you, man. I don't feel like you need an ulterior motive to like nobody, because God wants us to be loving and caring to every individual, man. And that's one of my biggest examples that I have today, man, just by being a good person to others, man. I feel like that's key.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, so I hear you speaking on the subject of leadership, man. You know, and obviously you're a great example of how to be a leader and a role model. So what does leadership mean to you?
Man, leadership means to me is tapping to integrity, man. Doing the right thing even when nobody's looking. You know what I'm saying? But also being able to lead yourself, right, and understanding leadership. I can't lead you or even a body of people if I can't lead myself. And I think that so often, even in this world of social media or this world of entertainment, we get caught up in following, right? Like followership and all that, which is cool. But here's the thing, man. Everybody not following you because you're a leader. Some people following you because they hating on you, so they trying to study your next move, right? So some people following you just because they're going to ride on that train until you get to a stop that they need to get off at, right? So everybody is not following you because you're a leader. And I think so often we get that confused. But the true essence of leadership, man, in my opinion, it's servanthood, right? So like you said earlier in the show, you want to just use music to reach more people. I think if you are a true servant, that's the best example of leadership, right? Like Jesus was a servant. As long as I can serve people, that lets you know that I'm not above nobody. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, too high up to do any lowly responsibility. I'm trying to help the people. The best way I can help you is to serve you, because if I serve you, I do two things. I do something for you that you can't do for yourself, and I do something for you that I had an opportunity not to do, but just by me making the choice to do it, God is going to bless me. So true leadership is servanthood. If you can't serve people, you're not no leader.
Right. You know, a lot of people that's listening, they might take giving and serving in a way of material or such. You know, giving and serving could be anything, man. It can be giving somebody some good advice that might help them turn a different path. It can be, you know, it can be so many different things besides actually just money or just doing things like that. So what are some cool examples that you can think of, like, far as like giving and serving?
Man, you raised a good point. I mean, one quick example, man, if we had an opportunity to do that and do this, and I've been there and done that, one way to serve is if you've been there and done that, that's cool. Help somebody else get there and do it too. You know what I'm saying? So that's one aspect of serving. Another aspect of serving is, you know, some cats, you know, such as yourself and all these other cats, they've had an opportunity to play sports at the highest level, right? So how do we create different opportunities for other kids? So maybe the kid isn't going to the league, but his job centered around the league. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to play basketball to be around basketball. So I'm going to make sure that I create opportunities for the kids in my neighborhood that I grew up in so they can get a taste of this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe serving is me taking some time out of my day and going to a soup kitchen, and understand that if I want to go buy a full course meal at any time, I can do that. But it's people in my neighborhood who can't. So one Saturday per month, me and my kids or me and my homies, we go into the soup kitchen and we go and serve people the free food that they have to get because they're homeless. And I don't want them to ever feel like they're beneath me. Maybe I can go to Habitat for Humanity and say, hey, I got six or seven fellas. Let us know your next project. We want to help y'all build a house for a needy family. You just got to find a void and fill it. Find a need in your community and fill that need.
You know, besides the obvious, man, I think it's a proven fact that, you know, the more you help people, the happier you are. So,
yeah,
you
right,
know,
man.
Bro. Yeah, man. So, yo, you know, tell all the listeners how they can get in touch with you, man. Tell them your Facebooks, your Twitters, your Instagrams. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me, man. They can email me, David@davidmcghee.org. That's DavidMcGhee.org. My Twitter handle, David. Well, at David R. McGhee, McGhee. Either tweet me, email me. I'm big on emails. You know what I'm saying? I don't like leaving people hanging. I got mentors I email at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, like, yo, I need to talk to you. You know, and they respond to me. So whatever I can do to help people, you know, I help them. So again, David@davidmcghee.org, O-R-G, or my Twitter handle, @DavidRMcGhee. That's McGhee.
Okay. Yo, bro, thanks again for joining us today, man, shedding all your knowledge and your wisdom upon the rest of the world, man. It's good to have you on Sports
Likewise.
Music with Mo Hager, man. Let's definitely keep in contact, man, and figure some things out.
Yeah, let's do that, man. I appreciate it, man. I'll tell a lot of points on you saying what up.
Tell them I said what up, though.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Let's give it McGhee, y'all. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Sports and Music with Mo Ager. Let's get it.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yo, yo, we back with Sports and Music.
Woo!
We're having a great show so far, man. I hope you guys are enjoying it. You know, we just had a young man, knowledgeable man, just giving back to the community in the best ways he can, you know, with his voice. You know, if you have a voice, use it. It feels good to meet someone else that's actually using the voice in the right direction. And, you know, the next person we have on is my friend, Len DeLuna. You on the line? Yo, yo, you got a caller?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Linda, what's going down?
Just working. I'm a little under the weather today. I don't know how and why, but I don't know if it's the weather change that we're having, but I'm doing well other than that.
That's what happens when you work hard. You know, sometimes you get sick. You out here grinding. What's
that
great,
is
man?
So Linda, true.
Tell everybody who you are.
Well, my name is Linda Luna, and I'm a publicist, and I have a company called The Power Agency, which was formerly Lunatic PR, and I'm out here in L.A. Just trying to make it happen.
Trying to make it happen. No, don't say you're trying. Say you making it happen. That's the
I'm
thing.
Making it
you know,
happen by the grace of God. Definitely am making it happen by the grace of God. I was in Texas, now in L.A., so it's a different grind, so it's definitely, you know, much more aggressive out here. So you definitely got to, you know, be able to, you know, to fit in where you can here.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you happy with your move? You know, explain the difference between, you know, a market like Dallas and a market like L.A. What's the difference?
Well, I'm definitely happy to be here. I mean, I've been wanting to come back. I used to live here. I'm a Texas native. Used to live here back in 03 to 06, and then I went back to Texas. And now I'm back here this past September, October, I came back. Definitely different markets. It's, you know, a lot more opportunities here in L.A. I mean, I could definitely work remotely in Dallas, or you can work remotely anywhere. But when you're wanting to, as far as networking, as far as building relationships and just being able to be in the face of people, you definitely need to be in a city like L.A. or New York, you know, if you're in the sports and entertainment industry. So it's definitely different. I mean, Dallas is more of a corporate, you know, conservative city. So it's definitely a different you can make it happen, but it's just you know, it's just different.
Yeah. I was back and forth between here in Dallas, and I just found myself, you know, hitting the wall in Dallas musically. I just feel like it was tough because,
yeah,
you know, I just wasn't necessarily meeting the people that I needed to meet in order to be able to advance my career. Not saying that,
right,
I was dependent on people, but I feel like the environment has a lot to do with your success. And Dallas was a little slow for me, so I feel like L.A.
Yeah,
is a place that was able to be able to keep up with my grind and some of the things I wanted to do, you know, just be around. I think being around like-minded people is key. Like, how do you feel about just being around people that's out here all trying to do the same thing? Not necessarily doing the same thing, but we all come out here to, you know, get it. So how, what's the difference between that aspect and, you know, Dallas?
Well, I definitely think it's empowering, you know, when you're around people who have who are living their dreams or chasing their dreams, you know, out here. I'm in Dallas. I mean, you know, nothing against, you know, the Dallas lifestyle and being out there, but depending on the type of, you know, career that you're going after, if it's entertainment based, you definitely want to be in L.A. or New York, you know, one of those cities. But just being around people who are creative, who understand the grind, who understand what you're going through, who can relate, you know, and have, you know, similar visions as far as, you know, just the push, it's definitely empowering and it's definitely motivational to be around people like that who are creative and you know, chasing their dreams. It's definitely empowering, in my opinion, versus in Dallas. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, it's more of a corporate city, so people, you know, have daytime jobs. But everyone, you know, can, there's people out there who are on the grind out there, and, you know, I did it while I was out there. I mean, if it wasn't for me going back to Dallas, I probably wouldn't have been where I'm at today. So I definitely give props because it definitely pushed me harder because I welcome challenge. So I don't like the easy way, and I've never been given the easy way. And so my thing is it was challenging and I was able to succeed at it, you know, and LA can be challenging as well, but at the same time, it's a little bit more easier out here just because it's a lot more opportunities to network and things like that. So I'm not knocking Dallas or being in a different city at all. It's just a matter of how do you accept challenge and how do you take it and what do you do with it. And it's up to you,
yeah,
at the end of the day, wherever you're at.
That's absolutely correct. You know, and, you know, shout out to Dallas, you know, and shout out to Mama Ager. She's still living in Dallas, Texas. So I'm going to go down there and visit my mama pretty soon. But I love Dallas, Texas. Don't get me wrong. I love Dallas, Texas, man.
Yeah, that's
where
you and I met when you were with the Mavericks. So, you know, and we're both
definitely
here in L.A., and we both understand. Now you're doing your radio show, and I'm really proud of you. Congrats. And you're doing your music thing, and I know some of the artists you're working with are really, you know, pretty well-known artists, and I'm really proud of where you've come to, you know, where you're at, you know, from NBA to music. I think it's an awesome transition, and it's definitely not an easy one, and I'm really, you know, proud of where you're at right now in your life. So congrats to you.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it, man. I have my days where it's challenging. You know, I have my days that are, you know, it's tougher than others, but, you know, I get through them by the grace of God, of course, and, you know, it's passion,
right,
will, and integrity. You know? So for those people who don't know what PR is, man, tell everybody about PR and, you know, let's talk about your business and, you know, public relations.
Well, public relations is basically what it is. You're dealing with the public, you know, and relations. So you're building relationships with people in the public. And it depends on what, you know, industry you're in, whether you're entertainment, whether you're in corporate, you know, finance, technology, whatever, you know, division that you're in, it's pretty much the same thing, you know. And basically what it is you're dealing with clients, with brands, you know, companies, public figures, athletes like yourself, dealing with people and brands where you're helping create opportunities for them that allow them to not only gain the exposure they want about their company, but also be able to build a network off of that. So, and that's kind of where I come in, or, you know, PR people come in and help gain more visibility on either your product, you know, you as a, as your, you know, as your image, whatever it is that your goals are, we help create, you know, the visibility of that and hopefully turn that into some net worth for you or for your brand.
Definitely. So, I mean, as far as I know that you were doing some PR in music and in sports. So what would you say the difference? I mean, you know, you're on sports and music with Mo Egger, so we can talk about the difference between, you know, working with sports and working with music. You know, what was, you know, what was your experience? What would you, you know, what would you like, you know, say what was the
best
time?
What's funny, Mo, is that I never even once thought about working in sports. It was never on my radar. I never really was in, you know, I was, of course, a Cowboys fan, a Mavericks fan, because I'm from the city, you know, and I was grew up in just, you know, being a fan by nature, but I never thought about sports. So when I was in music, I graduated, you know, from the University of North Texas. Shout out to the Eagles. But when I graduated, I got a degree in radio, TV, film, and that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to work in television, film, you know, music. I wanted to host, kind of what you're doing. I wanted to be a TV host. I wanted to produce, you know, so I wanted to produce and host. And that's how I got started. And my goal was to, you know, initially be involved in film and you know, music, anything that had to do with entertainment. I never thought about sports. So when I came to L.A., I was able to secure an internship with MTV, and I worked my way up from there. I turned that eventually later on down the line. I was able to land a couple positions within MTV. I went from MTV to Nickelodeon. And so my whole thing was really, really initially was television and film. And then music kind of came in when I was just networking. I built so much network with people in music out here in LA that I was hooking up everybody that I, you know, that I knew with events and just all this stuff. And then I had a client of mine, at the time he wasn't a client, but Fredro Starr, shout out to him. You know, he was in the former group Onyx. And he played Q on Moesha. He basically is the one that kind of gave me my first start in PR. You know, I took PR in college, but I didn't major in it, but I took some courses, and then I just started educating myself when he gave me my first start. You know, he's the one that came to me and said, hey, you should do PR. This is what you're really good at. And so that's kind of how I got started in music, is with him, because he started, you know, he's a music guy, and I was working with one of his groups that he had back in the day. And that's kind of how I got started in music. And then when I left L.A., went back to Dallas in 06, I transitioned to sports, you know, in 07. I got involved with some sports events out there, and all of a sudden I just started getting, you know, clients in the sports world. And it's just, it's been definitely a blessing. It's been a door that was open without me trying to chase it. I just knew that I had a vision of, this is a gift I have. It's a talent that I have, and I can do this. And I educated myself, and here I am. And so it's definitely different, though. I mean, music is more challenging. You know, it's a cutthroat industry, and you definitely have to, you know, have thick skin. But I will say this. Sports is more stable and has more longevity. I will say that. When it comes to the difference between music and sport.
Yeah, I would have to agree. You know, music is tough. Let's talk about, you know, your connection with, you know, my good friend Brandon Bass. You know, he was actually on the show last week. Let's talk about, you know, some of the things that you guys have going. You know, that's my boy. You know, I'm sure you tuned in last week when he was on here.
Yeah, Brandon, it's so funny how we met. Brandon was, of course, referred to me from one of his teammates and his teammate's business partner at the time, when I did an event for, you remember Derek, Eric Dampier, remember him? He was one of your teammates. Well, I did an event for his fashion show that he was having for his clothing line that he had out, it was years ago when he was doing his suit line. And so I was referred to Brandon afterwards, and Brandon and I met over the phone, but I hadn't called him yet. But he had actually called me thinking I was somebody else because someone had texted him from my phone. It was my son texting a friend of his. At the time, my son was 10, so he was using my phone to text his friend. And when he texts his friend Brandon, he texts the wrong Brandon. So Brandon calls me, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, we just connected that way. And now I became the executive director of his foundation, his publicist, and I've been working with him, you know, since 2007. And it's been a blessing in disguise. And, you know, working with him has been an amazing experience. I've learned so much about sports, about, you know, nonprofit. I've learned about, you know, giving back. I mean, it's just been an overwhelming, blessed opportunity for me. And I just, every day I thank, you know, God for that opportunity. And to this day, he's like, not only is he a client, but he's a friend, he's a brother. You know, he's someone that, you know, that is loyal. He's loyal to the people who are loyal to him. And I really appreciate working with him.
Yeah, Brandon Bass is a great kid. Him been good friends ever since he played with the Mavericks. So I definitely understand everything you're talking about with Brandon. And, you know, let's talk about a little about social networking and networking. How important do you feel like networking is with PR?
I mean, I think it's definitely important depending on what you're wanting to do with it and how you're trying to use it. You know, if you're using it to establish yourself in a certain light, you know, whether it's, you know, just branding your product, branding your image, definitely it's key, you know, because everyone's on social media, but you have to be able to be ready to use it in the most positive way. You know, for example, Brandon Bass doesn't have a Twitter, and you know that. Brandon refuses to have a Twitter, and he has his personal reasons, and it's okay. And, you know, would it help him with, you know, more branding opportunities? And I tell him that every day, yes, it would. But at the same time, it's not something that, you know, it's not important to him. You know, what's important to him is having his Hispanity. What's important to him is having, you know, keeping his family protected, you know, his business private. So that's more important to him than getting a branding endorsement, you know, getting an endorsement, you know, more money. That's more important to him than money. So it's just a matter of what's important to you there's nothing wrong with having the desire to be successful and using it as a platform to build opportunities and build your image, but you just have to know how to control your emotions on there because it's definitely something that can get you in trouble. And, you know, perception is reality for a lot of people. So you have to be very careful with that, you know, what you say, and you just have to be ready for, you know, any lash that you may get from it or any, you know, any judgment you may get from it. So it's just a matter of how you handle it. But it is important, I think, to, you know, to those aspects.
Okay. That's good stuff. Well, you know, we need to figure out how we can find you on Twitter. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that need some PR work. So where can we go to find Linda Luna on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Flickr and Tumblr and all the other many, many thousands of new internet websites out there?
Well, I am on Twitter. I'm not the most active person on Twitter. I'm on it when I feel the need to, you know, just when I want to share somebody else's news or share something, you know, that I, you know, my thoughts, you know, or something like that. But I am on Twitter. It's Linda Luna 77. So you can find me on there. And, I'm all about networking and meeting new people and building relationships. So feel free to follow me. And you know, if there's anything I can assist somebody with, I'm always open to opportunities.
Definitely. Well, thanks again for joining us on the show. We have a busy day. So, you know, keep it up. Keep up the good work. You know, keep grinding out here in L.A. And we'll connect on another time. Thanks for joining me on Sports and Music with Mo Egger. That's Linda Luna.
Thank you, Mo. No problem. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, guys, you know, we're about to head into the segment, you know, with the highlight artist of the week, young man by the name of Anthony Starr. I would like to play some of his music, you know, because that's what we're all about on Sports and Music. We're about giving others opportunities to be able to, you know, display their talents. You know, it's not all about, you know, people that's already on. We're going to help the ones who need to get on. It's all about helping those who need help. So let's hear some of that good music from Anthony Starr.
remember them late nights chilling, kissing, catching feelings, taking walks on the beach, taking pictures so real. And that of every girl I know, there ain't none like you. You my heart and that's for sure, and I'm stuck like glue. We in the same game, chasing the same fame. Give you everything I can, including my last name. You don't care about the money, cause you know I'm good. Go to war for your love, yeah, you know I would.
You know my girl, that's my swag. Nothing else is in my past, it's just me, me and you. It's the world made just for two. So in love, so in love. That's just how a lover knew. Hey, just the way you are. Just the way you are. Yeah. I said you hold my heart, there's no one better. Yeah. I said you keep me warm just like a sweater.
Worry about where I be, and everything I got is yours, you can share my dream. And every time I got a show, girl, you'll be backstage saying go and go, just as my songs play. And when I'm on the road, girl, it really don't matter. Stay away from all these hoes, cause there ain't nobody better. Still get them butterflies when I see that smile. Trying to see you in a dress, walking down that aisle. Tell my friends you the best, they say had you crazy. But what they really know about my baby? A lot of haters in this world, but that don't faze me. They just mad cause I'm bragging, really, can you blame me? No matter what, you my ride or die chick, you the one that I ride or die with. No matter what they say, girl, I always be down. And if you ever feeling sad, girl, I always be round.
You know my girl, that's my swag. Nothing else that's in my past. It's just me, me and you. It's the world made just for two. So in love, so in love. That's just how a lover knew. Hey, just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Open up, let him in. Show me your heart,
show me your heart,
and I'ma surely win. It's me and you, ain't no one else. First class cloud nine, we sit at top shelf. Our love is not up for debate, and these are truth and stipulations. The price is just right. The rest of my life, I'm right by your side. True love cannot hide, cannot hide. No.
No matter what anybody has to say, no matter what anybody has to say.
Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
What's up, man? We got our highlight artist of the week on phone, man. It's the boy Anthony, all the way from New York, man. Yo, tell everybody about yourself, man, you know. Tell the world about yourself, brother.
My name is Anthony. Basically, I go by Anthony Starr. Been doing music for about almost 9 years. I'm 21. I turn 22 next month. Basically, I moved out to L.A. to really, like, pursue my career in music. I grew up in Staten Island, New York, and now I'm out in L.A.
What's up, brother? So you basically, you out here chasing your goals, chasing your dreams, man, like a lot of us out here in Los Angeles, California, man. It's always good to hear a young man that, you know, has his mind, you know, set on what he wants to do, man. What are some of the things that, you know, drives you every day to make you just want to, you know, say forget it, man, just go out here and just do you?
Really, honestly, I can say from, like, the bottom of my heart, I don't do it to, like, be famous or get money or anything like that. Because, like, since I was little, I mean, me and my sisters, we used to do, like, concerts in the living room and invite, like, all our family over and stuff. So, I mean, what really drives me is just my passion for music. Like, I just, every day, like, I'm always listening to any kind of music, like, even country, like, some rock, hip-hop, everything, like, and music just motivates me. It makes you want to make music, makes you want to be a better artist, everything.
Yeah, man, I mean, we all know that music is very, 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 very close to the soul, man. Some of the things that we do musically, man, can change our moods, how we act, and, you know, how we live every single day, man. It's pretty cool that, you know, you have those goals intact, because I feel like there's a lot of people out here chasing music for the wrong reasons, man. And it's bad because I feel like the internet has made it so accessible. Well, not the internet, but technology has made it so accessible for anyone just to be able to do music for whatever reason. I think it's sad because it's diluting the craft and it's diluting the art. Because I even heard a kid say one day, he's like, man, you know, I'm like, yo, what you gonna do, man? He's like, shit, I'm about to rap. I'm like, there's a kid from, you know, from the ghetto. He's like, I'm about to rap. I'm like, but you don't rap. You don't rap. You know, I'm about to rap.
I know some people like that. Like, I don't want to, like, say anything. But even some close friends I have, like, they just do it because either they see someone else doing it or they just think it's an easy way. And a lot of people don't realize it's not overnight. Like, I'm 21. I'm still young, but I've been doing it since I was 12 years old. So it's like really doing it since I was 12, like, actually writing my own stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's not an overnight thing at all. Like, people see me as a 21-year-old, and they're like, oh, you're young and everything, but still, in that same token, it's like, I've been doing it for almost 10 years already.
Right.
It's not easy at all.
I mean, I think one of the key things you said, though, Bor, was, you know, you're doing it because you love it. You're doing it because it's a passion of yours. And, you know, that was one of the points I wanted to make. I feel like if you want to do music, man, you have to love it. Like, especially just, like, once you cross over to the business side of music, if you don't love the actual craft and love putting it together, man, it's like, it might be something that you don't want to do just because of the simple fact that it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of heartbreaks, it's a lot of snakes, it's a lot of bad things that goes into the business. But, you know, sometimes your love and your passion for the actual craft is what gets you through, man. And, you know, and I feel like the passion, and if you got passion and you have talent and hard work and drive, I feel like the money is going to come anyway. So, you know, those pretty much go hand in hand. So I feel like it's important. I think it's good for you to be only 21 years old, man. I understand that aspect.
Yeah, and another thing, too, like, that's what anything is trying to portray. I mean, just in life, you're going to hear more no's than yes. And especially with this music thing, a lot of kids just think, oh, I can make music, like, trying to be like the next Soulja Boy, just come out with a next hit song or something like that. But a lot of people can't take that no answer. They can't handle that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, if you want to do music, man, you have to be prepared to put yourself out there. You know, and that's why, you know, it's the people that's really afraid of putting themselves out there because they're afraid of how people are going to react to them, you know. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest tools, man, using our own fears against us. You know, because God bless us with talent, you know, and he wants us to go out there and use it. But I think most people fear it just because they're scared that somebody might be like, oh, that's whack, that's garbage, or whatever they might be saying to it. But ultimately, man, we do get credit for putting ourselves out there, you know. And, whether it's good or bad, you know, people still have to respect it because, you know, it takes a lot of guts to talk about your life, to actually, you know, put stuff together for the masses to hear, man. How do you feel about you know, some of the new artists nowadays, who you like, and you know, saying, who are some of the guys you looking up to right now?
Well, honestly, like, a lot of people find this hard to believe because he's young himself, and a lot of people don't really consider him like a rapper a lot of people look up to. But growing up, like, I really looked up to Bow Wow, and just from him being a young kid doing it, and that's when I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, when I was little, when he came out with Bounce With Me and all that, and he's one person that I really do look up to as, like, an artist and a musician. But new artists, I like a few Bay Area artists, like I'm Sue, Problem from Compton. I listen to a lot of those guys, but as far as looking up to artists, the one person that really stands out to me is Bow Wow.
Yeah, you know what? You have to have respect for a guy like Bow Wow. You know, he's been in it for a very long time. And actually, you know, being a game over than 10 years and still been to make music, you know, it's pretty tough, you know, because you have to look at a guy like Bow Wow. We pretty much watched him grow up. You know, we watched the ins and outs as far as we know. So, you know, he had to really be careful on changing his identity because, you know, I feel like, you know, between, like, I think the difference between him and the Lil Wayne, we watched Wayne grow up. We watched Wayne kind of turn to something else other than what we saw as a kid, you know. Now he's more of a, you know, quote-unquote gangster. But, like, a guy like Bow Wow, if he ever, like, crossed over to try to be, like, a gangster, we'd be like, all right, come on, man. We saw you grow up. So I totally think it is for, like, a childhood star to actually maintain a decent career, you know, and still be liked amongst the masses.
And like I say, like, a lot of people laugh when I say it, but I don't know if it's good to associate him with this word, but, I mean, like I said, I don't know if the word is right, but he's kind of like a legend. Like, he's one of the legendary rappers because the longevity of his career, I mean, not a lot of people do that. Like, not at all. Coming from, like, a 12-year-old or something like that. So he's almost, I don't know, in mid-20s, like, there's not a lot of people you could name that had that long of a career at all.
Not at all, you know, and he was smart, man. Let's talk about, like, okay, say, you know, you have an artist, maybe a rapper. So what are some ways you feel like they can actually advance their careers, you know, such as Bow Wow, you know, he took the acting route, you know, he rapped for a very long time, you know, he did Like Mike, he did, you know, he did, what's the name, was it Roll Bounce? And, you know, lottery ticket, you know, he did movies. So how do you feel like music can be an outlet for other, you know, genres?
I mean, like, it depends what you're good at. Like, myself, I also engineer most of my stuff. So I don't only just make my music, I create my music. So it's not just me just going in recording and that's it. Like, I'm very hands-on. Like, even when they mix it, I'll be like, can you just give me the WAV files? I'll bring it to my house and try to mix it myself. But it just depends on what you're good at. Like, I know some people, like, I have a friend who does music, but he's also a photographer, but he can sing, like, really well. So, I mean, like, it just depends on what else you have going for you. I know the acting thing is a lot of artists do that as well. But, like I said, it just depends on what your goal is and what you really see yourself doing and what you think you're good at.
All right. That's what's up, man. That leads me to my next question, man. How do you feel like social networking and, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, how do you feel like those are complementary to music and getting your music out there?
Oh, it really helps. I mean, I kind of, honestly, I wish MySpace was still big because...
it's coming back, though. They're bringing MySpace back.
Yeah, but I don't think as many people are going to be on it like it was. I mean...
You never know, man. It's new to some people now, you know?
I hope so, because I don't think a lot of us realize the power of MySpace, like when it was really, like, popping and everything. And I think like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's a good outlet because it lets more people see you. And pretty much now, most people live their lives through social networks. Everybody knows what's going on with who. So, I mean, it's good and bad at the same time because bad in a way if you're one of those people who are posting everything about your life, everybody knows everything about you. But in aspect, like, coming from an artist, a lot of people get to see how you live in every day. And, like, if you have a vlog or something on YouTube or you're just posting about what you're doing every day, it's a good outlet for fans to get to know who you are more as a person than just the artist.
Right. Do you think sometimes, you know, somebody can actually oversaturate the market, you know, with too many tweets, too many links? You know, you think people can actually get tired of you just because, you know, there's a difference between grinding and, you know, just getting on people's nerves, man. So what you think is the fine line?
I mean, what I don't do, I know some people, they just tweet like everybody. Like every time they have something, just go to who they're following, who follows them, and just constantly tweet, buy my song. But like, I don't really see that. I mean, it's good to reach out to people, but not to the point where you're annoying them and everything. Because, I mean, the people who really want to listen to your music, they're going to listen to it regardless how many times you tweet it. You tweet it once, they'll listen to it. But there's a fine line. I mean, I don't think you should be, like, all over a person about listening to your music, but you got to do the right amount of grinding to get yourself out there.
That's what's up. Okay, bro. Well, that concludes our interview, man. We need to know how can we find your music, man? How can we find you on your social networks, man? Give us your information, Brody.
My Twitter is _AnthonyStarr with two R's. My Facebook, facebook.com/AnthonyStarr official page. Again, it has two R's. YouTube is AnthonyStarr TV. Instagram, AnthonyStarr. I think that's about it with my social networks.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I want to thank you again for joining us, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Agar, man. I'm going to go ahead and follow you on Twitter. I got your Twitter up, man, so make sure you follow me back, man. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. Good luck in your career, man, and keep grinding hard, man.
All right, so I appreciate you having me, man.
No doubt, bro.
All right.
What's going on, everybody? You know, I was just talking, and I had a really cool intro when I came in, and it was perfect, and I had the phone on mute. I apologize, guys. But I was going to have that dope intro. What's up, Mo? The show's awesome. You're always doing the insightful information. I heard you talking about the bullying thing, and I wanted to let your fans know that they can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. We just actually posted a pretty serious blog post about how a kid died from bullying. So that's a really serious thing. It's more serious than most people know, and I love what your boy said about it. It's not just about the guy getting bullied. It's about the bully itself and what the problem is,
yeah.
You know, maybe helping that bully to not bully anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the core issue. You know, we got to figure out what's wrong with the bully and help him, man. So I think it's important. I think it's very important that we continue to raise awareness for bullying in our community for our kids because it's getting out of hand.
It is.
So,
it
yeah,
definitely is. We're actually doing it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. This is your show. I'll shut up.
Oh, no, we good. No, man, it's good to have you on, man. So let's talk about some of the good things that we have going on for the network, some exciting news that I heard earlier, man. Let's go ahead and just display this to the world.
Well, hey, everybody, I am the founder of WTV Networks with an S and Easy Way Broadcasting, and it's basically a way to help celebrities interact with their fans. It's a great vehicle. You're going to see a lot of inside exclusive stuff with our hosts, and we're bringing on a lot of cool celebrity columnists and bloggers and a lot of cool in-house stuff. So it's definitely something to follow. WTV.com and EasyWayBroadcasting.com is going to be coming out real soon. The site should be finished and launched. Hopefully late March, beginning of April, we're hoping to get a little broadcasting launch party going or something, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the listeners and the viewers are going to really, really enjoy it. I'm actually going to be meeting with Earth, Wind & Fire's bass player, Verdeen White, on Friday. So we got a show we're doing that we're involved with, and I'm going to be hopefully getting you involved as well, Mo. It's just a really cool show, really inside, behind-the-scenes project we've been working on. So I'll be doing an interview with Verdeen White. So any of the Earth, Wind & Fire fans doing exclusive The Easy Way with Verdeen White. And then we got this music video we got popping right afterwards from about 7 to 9. And actually I wanted to bring in my boy that's actually doing the music video. He can talk a little bit about it, and we can tell the fans what they can go watch. And you can go on theeasyshow.com, thewtv.com. I'm a columnist for Actors Reporter, Tightrope Magazine, Rock This Magazine, a lot of different platforms, Washington Times, so a lot of different things. And there's always different types of places and types of writing or pictures, and we always try to post different things on the different blogs. But ultimately, you can follow me at HollywoodItGuy.com. And big fan of Mr. Mo and his music show. And, you know, he's ready to go every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. You know, last week we put a little freestyle session. You know, that's how we do on sports and music, man. You never know what's going to happen. So, thanks again for Eric Zulli tuning in to the show. And we need you guys to go ahead and just continue to follow the movement. That's Easy Way Broadcasting, hosted by, you say it, Eric, but you don't always mess up on this part.
Mr. Mo Agar, man, hosted by Mo Agar for Tuesdays and the Wednesdays. We got one of Nick Cannon's brothers coming up. Huh?
WTV Networks, man. I'm always messing up.
Oh, no. See, you said hosted by. That's powered by. The network powers everything. So if you would have said powered, I would have been on it, like white on rice. But powered by WTV Networks with an S. And it's Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, guys. EasyWayBroadcasting.com coming out real soon. All the social media, I mean, you just type in Easy Way Broadcast and anyway it will come up. And, Mo, I wanted to hit up the artist for this music video, let him kind of talk a little bit about it and you know, your cameo, my cameo, what's going down, how we're going to make things pop. I wanted to call him from the station really quick. Is that cool?
Got you, brother. Give me a time and date, and I'm there.
I am going to call him right now, and we're going to talk about it live and see how this works, see how we do it the easy way, live and direct. And I think I called the wrong number. Let me try this again. We do it the easy way, live and direct, and the listeners can actually, watch how we network and how we make it happen. They can witness that directly. And you know what, man? I apologize, guys. We lost my man Mo Agar. I'm going to call him back up, get him back in the game. Then we'll call Mr. Relly Songs, who's doing this music video. And I'm a multitasker. I'm trying to do like 20 different things at once. I'm texting people and tweeting. And by the way, I love everybody that follows my Twitter, and, you know, all 500,000 people and even the more people. And Instagram, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and all the people that support the Easy Way Movement. I really appreciate you guys. I'm glad you like what we're doing. So we try to keep giving it to you every day, every week, as much as we can. And we appreciate y'all. So. Come on, Mo, pick up. Pick up. Where is Mr. Mo Agar? Pick up the phone.
Yo.
There he is. Okay. All right, so we lost you. We got you back. Now we're going to try to get Mr. Relly Songs. We apologize, guys, but I kept it moving. I kept running my mouth. That's what I do. I just keep on talking, making people laugh. Hopefully I'm doing that. Hopefully I'm doing it right. All right, so we're going to hit Mr. Relly Songs here, and he's a pretty good artist, Mo. I'm excited to introduce you to him, and they got some really cool movements, and I believe this music video and their movement is supported by Baby Bash. Everybody knows who Baby Bash is, and you know, it's just all in the family. So we're gonna hit Mr. Relly Songs and see what he's got to say about this music video coming up. It's gonna be hot. Got London Del Rey in it, but all right, I'll let him tell you guys. We got Mr. Relly Songs. Pick up the line. He knows to pick up. What's wrong with him?
Hello.
There he is, Mr. Relly Songs. You're on the.
Hey, what's going on?
You're on the Sports and Music with Mo Agar, man. What's going on, Mo? You there?
You sure? Hey, yo, what's good, Mo?
What's popping, bro? How you doing?
I'm right here, man. At Starbucks, man. Just getting a little coffee. You know how it is.
Oh man, Starbucks. I know it's crazy in there right now.
Yeah. So what's good, man?
Yeah, so we were talking to, you know, Mo Agar. This is a show. He does it every Tuesday, and, you know, we got your music video coming up, and I'm doing that little cameo, and then we got a couple people. You can talk to us about the video, man. Mo's going to get involved, too. He wants to get down and show you how he pop locks and does head spins and stuff.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, we got a video shoot, and I just linked up right now with my boy SL6. He's going to be in the video, too. He's an awesome, great artist, but we got two videos that's going down in L.A., you know, one is titled How We Do It, and the other one is we haven't particularly put a title on it, but it's a party anthem. We just laid it down the other day, and it came out very velvet, but I feel like we still need to make some changes in it, so we're about to hit up the studio later today. I mean, I got a lot of supporters. I mean, you know, I got Bash. He heard it. He loved it. I got Three Brothers, you know, everybody, you know, Easy showing love, you know, we're about to have London Del Rey in the video, Shane Sparks, and Mr. Hollywood himself, Easy. Of course, you're going to be going out there showing some love. So, I mean, I'm very excited about these videos. I mean, we're just going to go all out, man. It's going to be very, very awesome.
Yeah, man.
Cool, man.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Mo. You know, I don't know if you do head spins or you pop lock, but I was just playing and being funny. I want to make sure your listeners know that. But yeah, now you're meeting Mo, man. So you guys conversate and talk, and your listeners can actually witness and listen how networking goes down the easy way and how we make things put together. And then you can actually watch it on my show, guys, theeasyshow.com, theWTV, the blog. You can follow all the movements that we're doing, and we're having fun the easy way. So.
Nice, yeah.
Well, big up on your new video, man. You know, we're going to come out there and check you out, support you, man, and support your mute movement. It was good meeting you, brother.
That's what's good, man. Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you too, bro, man. I'm about to get my coffee on, wake myself up, man, and go hit the studio up, man. So.
But really, you need to talk a little bit about in detail what people are going to be able to see on the show and what is the video about? Give us more details.
Okay, I don't want to put too much out there, but I'm gonna drop a little bit on what it's gonna look like. Okay, so we got for our party anthem, we got, you know, we're hitting up one of the frat houses. We're getting it all set up for the whole, you know, the party ambience. You know, it's gonna be all up in there, like looking like a huge party and everything. And we're just gonna be wilding out in there. Of course, it's not gonna be, you know, we have young viewers too, so it's gonna be very clean though. And it's going to be just everybody wilding out in the video, showing love, doing crazy stunts. I mean, we're just going to be seeing some crazy stuff in that one. But the How I Do It one, that one's going to be off the chain. That one shows a little bit more of my rapping skills. And it's going to be the whole white screen behind us and everything. It's a big studio, production studio we're going in. You know, we're setting up the clubs right now, so it's going to be a whole club ambience. My boy Young Loke is going to be going out with the DJ. He's got a strong following. He's one of the top DJs out there in LA when it comes to DJing for, you know, parties or clubs or anything like that. So, I mean, we got a lot of people just coming out, man, and it's going to be one of those videos, man, where you're definitely going to want to watch, going to get glued to, and I think everybody's going to enjoy both of them. They're just going to love it.
Is there any opportunities for anybody that's listening to the show right now or listens to the archive to be in the video or anything like if they follow us on Twitter? Yeah, I know a lot of people want to be in music videos. They want to feel like stars.
Definitely. Well, yeah, you know, you guys, anybody who's interested in being in the video or wants to get some exposure or anything like that, you know, I'm always, Relly Songs, you know, I'm always showing love, man. I always show love to the community and anybody, especially if you're an underground artist, you know, I know what it is to fight and claw your way up to the top, even if you're not at the top, but you're on the top of your game. So, you know, to get to that point, I know how it is. So, if you have any, you know, questions or anything, you guys, people can definitely hit me up on my email. That's rellysongs@gmail.com, rellysongs@gmail.com, or, you know, hit me up on my Facebook, Relly Songs official fan page. And, you know, you guys can definitely hit me up on there or even on Twitter, you know, at Relly Songs. You know, just hit me up and definitely we can, you know, network and get some things in. And, you know, I'm from Washington State and I'm also Oregon State as well. So I'm just representing the WA and the Oregon State. So, I mean, but anybody want to network or get in the video, you know, just hit me up and definitely, man, I show love.
Now, is there any place that people can go to listen to your music or see past music videos so they get an idea of your style if they want to get involved? And as always, any of the listeners or supporters can follow Easy Way Broadcast because all these opportunities are provided to you by Easy Way Broadcasting Network, by the network station, and everybody involved. Follow Mo Egger. Just follow us. Follow the movement, man. We're always opening opportunities for you guys. So where do people find your music at? Like, we don't have any idea what you sound like, unless you want to do an acapella and you want to bust a little freestyle for us right now.
Well, I was at a basketball game the other day, so I was yelling. I don't think the referees were being fair, so I was yelling at the top of my lungs. I got to hit up the studio, you know, and I'm trying to let them relax a little bit before we can get in there. But, I mean, I'm going to let the – once we put out the music, you know, I'm going to let people see how that is. And then, I mean, you know, behind the scenes, I'll even do some singing behind there so people know that it's real and it's not like, you know, the studio. Because a lot of people can go in the studio and you know, fix that, like up. And but, I mean, I'll show the realness, but – I was affiliated with another company before, and you know, a lot of my material that I was putting out was associated with them. So I'm actually rebuilding a site, and then you know, I'm no longer I'm a solo artist, but I'm also linking up with SL6. We both got two different styles, man. They can just you know, bring something to the game. I think his style is very unique, and everything that the way he puts down his, you know, his lyrics down, it just, it explains the story, not only entertains you, but it shows the story and its worth itself. So I'm very excited to be working with SL6, and I mean, I just think that you guys, everybody's going to be loving it. But I mean, just like I said, get me on my Facebook. I was about to say MySpace. But get me on Facebook and then my Twitter, and, you know, even email me if you like. Everybody, okay, once again, that's Facebook, Relly Songs official fan page. Or you can go hit me up on Twitter, at Relly Songs, or my email, RellySongs@gmail.com. And just hit me up, man, and we'll see what's good. But we will be putting up a site here pretty soon where you guys will be able to look at the music. And SL6, he's got his own little clothing brand out, going out too. So, I mean, there'll be merchandise as well. We're going to be coming on strong and, you know, helping out the community as we're doing it.
Well, you should come on, Mo. What do you think? I think that he maybe come on your show and give away some of that merchandise. It's always cool to get free stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Mo.
Did we lose
Mo? We might have lost him. You know, that's why I always tell people to not get on your cell phones, man. Don't do your cell phones, because cell phones lose signal. Now, you mentioned before, you said the word bash. You know, there's a lot of bashes, and there's actually a couple different baby bashes I noticed. You were talking about baby bash, right?
Yep, the baby bash, yep.
Well,
the one and only.
So how is he supporting you or supporting this music video? How do you know Baby Bash? I know he was formerly signed with Sony Records, and I mean, he's done really major music videos. I mean, he's pretty known.
Yeah. I mean, I go back with Bash. I met him a while back ago, and we had this relationship where we see each other. Hey, what's up? And then it just, every time we see each other, it became, you know, more hanging out, and, you know, ended up, you know, switching info and stuff like that. And then coincidentally, he knows my boy M Status, which is out. Shout out to my boy M Status and Chokey. You know, they're dropping their album. It's called Accomplished. So for anybody who wants to check that out, check it out. But anyways, definitely we all linked up, man, and we just became a big family. And now anytime Bash is in the Yakima or Washington State area, we're always with him, man. And we're about to actually, he's about to have a video shoot here in Vegas towards the end of this month. So y'all probably be seeing me in that video as well.
Okay. Well, hey, dude, thank you for coming on. I apologize, guy. Mo Egger actually just texted me and said he had to go. So he has.
Oh, that's all right. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, something he's got to get. You know how celebrities are, guys. So he had to get to something. But I guess I'll close this out. You guys are listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Stay tuned for the website coming out real soon. And check out all of our other shows with Vanessa Curry, formerly from the Pussycat Dolls, and Dance with Pitbull on stage, and Shane Sparks, which is an Emmy-nominated former judge on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew. Rick Rosman, who's a financial genius, pretty much, and motivational speaker, host, and has a show that raises awareness to charities. My show, which is just all about opportunities and success and struggles with all the celebrities and producers, and we do it the easy way. I'm the Hollywood It Guy. I try to have fun. ERICZULEY on Google. You follow all the social media. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have Nick Cannon's brother, Gabriel Cannon, start a show, which is going to be really, really cool. Stay tuned for that, guys. Thursday is Jackie's Vita Loca, and she's got the writer with Mariah Carey for one of the hot songs on Oz, The Great and Powerful from Disney. And then Monday, yeah, that's how we do, guys, the Easy Way Broadcasting. We're just helping you interact with these celebrities, helping celebrities interact with their fans. We hope you enjoy what you get. We're always blogging, and, yeah, you hit my Instagram, ERICZULEY. And Mr. Relly, we appreciate you, sir, as always. So we will see you at that music video, and I'll be coming suited and booted. I hope you got a couple ladies there, and those are my cast members, and, you know, you got that script already.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you showing me some love. Get me on there, man, and I just appreciate it. And yeah, I'll definitely see you guys once I get to L.A.
As always, sir. Okay, guys, so thank you for coming on, really. So this is Sports and Music with Mo Egger. I'm your man, EZ, and keep tuning in to Mo Egger's show, Sports and Music, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're going to get all those hot NFL, NBA, publicists, marketing people. He's even had celebrity chefs on. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with the Mo Show. Maybe you get a freestyle flow every now and then. Highlight artist of the week. We had an awesome artist. Shout out to Anthony Starr for letting us play his music, and shout out to all of Anthony Starr's fans, and hope you enjoyed the show. So we got to go. See you later.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.